Hi, amazing. Thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode of Mental Health Monday. We talk more with Nessa. If this is your first time of listening to my podcast, I say welcome, welcome, welcome. And to my returning listeners, I want to say a big shout out to you. So Mental Health Monday, you know, I drop or share with you some tips that's going to have you, you know, experience a beautiful week ahead. It's my aim to ensure that you have a beautiful week, because we all know how the weekends are super enjoyable and sometimes hard to start a new week. So today's topic for Mental Health Monday is ways to start your week with energy. Ways to begin your week energized, feeling pumped and not feeling like or feeling like man, we have to do this again. Well, another beautiful week is here and we are almost, you know, halfway. Can I say halfway? Oh yeah, we just started April, but we are almost halfway through the year, and hopefully things are going to go very, very well for every one of you listening to me, and I hope that you achieve all of your goals. Now, as the year proceeds, it's sometimes hard to maintain the energy that you started the year with. The energy you began January with is not the energy that you currently have in April. For some people, they are lucky to still maintain that energy, but sometimes the energy bar drops super low and you need to recharge and, you know, get back to at least 100%. Now, don't let off the gas. No. Make this week your best week again. Make it one of your best week of the year. So, I have with me 4 tips to share, and it's going to help you start your week supercharged with full positive energy. Now, number one way to start your week with energy is to get a workout in. There is no better way to inject energy into your Monday than starting it off with a big bang. And when I say big bang, that is exercising and moving your body. Monday morning exercises gets your blood flowing, it gets your mind moving, it gets you happy, because exercising actually releases feel-good and happy hormones. The serotonin is one of the hormones. Now, you can't get off on a better foot than when you start with exercise. Whether you take a group class, a virtual class, whether it's running, going for a walk, or doing something else that involves moving your body, just get moving and start your week strong and healthy. Whatever you do, don't wait for the day to come to you. Go out and seize the day. Secondly, plan your week out now. The beautiful thing about preparation is that you are able to put everything down and you are also going to have an organized day or week. So don't let anything catch you by surprise this week. Be ready for anything and for everything. Remember that you also have to have a plan for your week. So life can get busy. There are so many things you have to do, many calls you have to make, many people you have to meet up with, so many appointments to keep up. When you're able to plan your week, you have a more organized routine. We have to work, we have to exercise, we have to eat right, we have to be there for friends and family. Without proper planning, it's going to be very hectic to get all of that done. So plan and ensure that you're planning right and make your life much more easier. Now, the third thing to do is eat right. If you want to tackle this week with a ton of energy, you have to fuel your body properly. Your diet has one of the biggest impacts on your energy levels, and without a healthy energy boosting diet, you're going to feel constantly tired. So ensure that every meal fills you up on enough protein, healthy fats, and complex carbohydrates. Make sure that your snacks have fiber and antioxidants that will help you stay full and energetic throughout the day. Try to stop eating a few hours before bed as well to avoid indigestion and also, you know, tummy or belly fat. Finally, get to bed early. A lot of us are guilty. You might be suffering from insomnia, but you need to talk to a doctor about this. But if you don't have insomnia and you purposely, you know, go late to bed, it is not healthy for you. You need to have 7 to 8 hours of rest every day in order for your body to recuperate and get back all of the lost energies during the day. So hard work makes you feel sleepy. Once you've crushed Monday, you're going to be super tired. Along with eating right, getting the right amount of sleep is one of the most important things that you can do to boost your energy level. Now, most guidelines says that healthy adults need about 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep every night. It can be tempting to forgo some sleep in favor of some work or even chatting or scrolling through social media, but you shouldn't do that, because without adequate sleep, your body can recover all of the lost energies during the day, and you won't be your best self throughout the week when you don't get enough sleep, because you're going to be super cranky. You're going to feel so tired. You're going to feel, you're not going to be your old self. So you need to be yourself and stay on top of your game. So get enough rest, get enough, sleep every day, early to bed and early to wake. Eat right. I also said you should eat healthy. Also ensure that you are planning your week out well. And finally, I mentioned that you should get a workout in. Move your body, and you're going to notice that the more you move your body, the more you feel good about yourself, the more your energy bar is on a high. So with that, I've come to the end of today's episode of Mental Health Monday, and I hope you enjoyed every bit of it. If you did, don't forget to favorite this podcast, share with someone that you think needs to listen to this to also get some Monday motivation and stay on top of their game. And I'll see you guys, or you hear from me again in my next episode. Do have a wonderful rest of the week, and I wish you a beautiful week that's as pleasant as a beautiful rainbow and sunshine. Have a wonderful rest of the day, guys. Bye.